Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Innovative Wellness. Visit InnovativeWell.com.
To my ear, I might have shook it my head in.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein.
I hate just dribbling down your leg that kind of opportunity.
Layla Rahimi.
And I hate trash binary logic meatball takes, like this text line. 773.
Stay off the text
completely
line.
Disagree. Players and coaches and management should be 100% locked in day one.
Looks like we're locked in.
We're locked in.
Locked in.
Locked in.
Locked in.
We're locked in. We're locked in.
Have you ever heard of mid-season form? Do you know what that means?
Stupid ass text.
Like, this is
locked in.
You're right, man.
Locked in tight.
We're locked in.
Locked in, sir.
We're locked in.
You were locked in.
They got us locked in.
And how do you determine if a baseball player's locked in?
Oh, we're locked in. Great.
You locked in?
Is he locked in or something?
I gotta tell you right now, if Anthony Rizzo strikes out because he's not locked in, binary logic, one or zero. Doesn't work that way. Nothing works that way. If it were that simple, we'd all be geniuses and rich.
Are you locked in now?
100% locked in.
Very locked in.
Thought he was locked in.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernsey and really Mahimi.
9 a.m. to noon. Locked in. On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Twitter said that I'm literally some moron.
Well.
We're Snipe.
Broadcasting live.
Snipe.
From the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Happy Friday to you. A lovely day here in Chicago. We are going to start out talking a little bit of basketball with the Bulls really swimming upstream at the moment for a lot of reasons. We've got Cubs talk with Russ Dorsey of the Sun-Times at 10 o'clock. We are going to do a special version of the Midday Midway that today's going to be Score Tales. We're going to go back and remember a famous score caller. So to educate some who may be new to the radio station and want to understand some of the bits and want to understand some of the references, just gives us a little historical perspective, and it's fun to do every once in a while. Sarah Langs of MLB is going to join us at 11. We'll get that Theo Epstein sound turned around for you at 11:20, and then I have possible bad Bears news, because that's not that hard to find if you really go looking for it. That's coming up at 11:45. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is our Score listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You can email us, BernsteinRahimi at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Your text in the text zone, brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at RosenHyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at BernsteinRahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I am at Dan_Bernstein. And if you're going to be tweeting, Layla, just don't be creepy. I can't even imagine. Like, some of the stuff that you've just been saying about the various modalities where people go out of their way, what you think would be a non-creepy forum that people end up being creepy, I'm learning a lot about what it means to be a woman in sports media, or maybe in media in general, or just a woman with any sort public facing life, and just it took me a couple steps, but the level of creep in really genuinely gross and personal, like, ugh, all the time.
Creep
creep and criticism and unsolicited advice.
But all like the time.
Like, it's, you know what? It's like I just sit there and I'm like, man, I don't know how I would even be connected to this earth. Gravity ceases to exist if there's not somebody giving me unsolicited advice or telling me how I'm supposed to act to them.
I guess it is a privilege that we have as men, certainly, to just not have to have that as part of our certainly our forward facing social media existence. But that is that is Twitter. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. If you want to try to creep me out in some way, form or fashion.
No, all they do is reach out to me because they think I'm your mom, and they're like, "Tell Dan, blah 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 blah." And last week when you were, was it last week? Yeah, last Friday when you were out, Grody filled in.
Yeah,
and Grody and I had a good time.
Yeah, Grody was he was murdering me.
He was murdering a lot of people, but Grody also was filling in, and somebody texts on the text line like, "Layla, where was Ranji? Why wasn't he available? I'm not his mom either." Like, the responsibility placed on me for a lot of things. I'm just like, I don't know whether I should completely roast people sometimes or just completely ignore them. And sometimes I fall in the middle because I get tired of hearing constant criticism from everybody all of the time. But that wasn't criticism. That was more like me being responsible. And if there's one thing y'all should know, not that responsible. I'm not going to relay your messages to Dan, and I don't know where Ranji is. I'm sorry.
Well, put Chris on for a minute.
You can download the Odyssey app to stream the score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook if you have the stomach for that. We have Twitch. The Twitch feed is twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. That is directed by Connor O'Donnell and by Brian Gertsch. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer, and Jordan Malley is the guy on the board. He's the guy who put together that open for you as well. So Zach LaVine's out for the foreseeable future. What do they say? A couple of weeks, probably?
Several games.
Yeah.
That was the term.
Fine. Figure it out. I don't care is the answer. The Bulls' problems go beyond just him. And, yeah, it's a blow. Guy scores 27 points a game. Figure it out. Because I'm sick and tired of the Bulls being the team that runs into the team that appears to be outmanned, that blows their doors off with guys you never heard of. It's time for the Bulls to be that team. Play over it. You're all NBA players. There's enough first-round damn picks there. Use this as an opportunity to concentrate more. Focus. Use this as an opportunity to get more things right, because you don't have him to bail your dumb ass out. You don't have him going down foul hunting or shooting a 29-foot three-pointer to cover you because things are going badly. Tighten it up. Play better. Use this as a reason why you can run a tighter operation, both offensively and defensively. Stop turning the ball over. Be smarter.
If you had said that in a Northeastern accent, it sounds like something Billy Donovan would be saying to the team right now, given his patience level and what's gone on since the trade deadline. But here's my question. What does even the starting lineup look like without Zach LaVine on the floor? Let's figure this out.
Kobe?
It has to be.
Yes. Which is an offensive liability in its current state, correct?
As long as being used correctly, if you're not asking him to be a point guard and you're facilitating the offense differently, and you're not asking him to do things he can't do, if you use him as a catch and shoot player, that can be okay.
And Cody Westerlund actually pointed out that Kobe having a defined role has helped him versus coming off the bench in the way he has been and seems a little more out of sorts. So you're depending more offensively on Kobe.
You can still run everything through Vucevic.
I was going to say, let's work inside out. Then you've got Vuce. Lowry, Patrick Williams, correct?
Satoransky.
Yeah. You want right? Kobe and Sato on the floor at the same time?
Yeah, because Sato will be the primary ball handler.
That makes a little more sense.
It's fine. Regardless, other people are going to get opportunity. Other people are going to get minutes. You're all NBA players. You're all professionals. Use this as a chance to refocus and figure it out. And know that you don't have that extra 27 points to backstop you. that you don't have him trying to get to the line or just trying to bail you out. It's got to be better. Your margin for error has shrunk. Get your head back in the damn game. Be that team. Instead of being the team that beats the Bulls, be the Bulls that beat that team.
And I think we saw, I think we've seen some nicely aggressive play out of Sato during this stretch where he's trying to get something going. And I've seen him like go through the paint too and split the defense. And I think we need to see more of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, find his inner Goran Dragic a little bit. I mean, I know he's never going to quite be that quick or deceptive or that tough on the ball. But, yeah, everybody has to be. You've got to be guarded. You have to make the other team be concerned enough about you that they're not going to drop off. And you don't just make them pay by hitting an open three. They've got to stay aggressive. They've got to stay downhill. And it's not a good situation they're in. But what I would like to see is, by the end of the season, they can look back and say, you know, that time without Zach LaVine was when we really found ourselves. That time that without him was when we really understood what we had to do.
That would be good. And
yep.
Jordan, you just hit the nail on the head for me, saying in a message to us, they might even go with the jumbo lineup they used against Toronto. That was where I was going with this. Do we see that lineup more now that LaVine is out?
Well, then are you used to doing high-low stuff with Thad Young and Vooch in either direction, and you're doing it that way, you're keeping the ball instead of necessarily side-to-side, you're moving it up to down similarly? I think that could be in there. And we saw them use Thad as the facilitator from the point, you know, some of the like the old Lakers Wilt Chamberlain stuff. And Vooch can do that too because he's a pretty good passer too. So maybe they'll get a little old school with some of that stuff.
And do they get better defensively because of this?
I don't know. It's a chance. It's an opportunity. This is a time to coach. We're going to see what the team's made of. We'll see what Billy Donovan's made of. I mentioned Thad Young. I want to hear from him when we come back. You want to hear some realness from a vested veteran who knows his game, knows who he is. Under Jim Boylan, the way things were going for him, he went to a pretty dark and desperate place before he came back. You know, the Bulls decided not to trade him because of his significance to this developing team. Thaddeus Young matters, and he was great on the Bulls Talk podcast with Casey Johnson and Jason Goff. And I want you to hear him just being really about as real as it gets about his experience and how close he came to actually walking away from basketball entirely. Got Cubs Talk coming to the top of the hour, but let's hear from Thad Young next on The Score.
Young to Williams. Magic
Johnson is back.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
At the foul line, Young against Mitchell splits the defense and he throws it down with a left-handed dunk.
This Thad Young was a revelation because the Thad Young of last year didn't get an opportunity to be who he was. And at least when the season was starting out in a little more promising fashion, we were getting excited about what this guy was doing. And obviously the Bulls season is taking a turn for the worse and now a turn for the much worse with Zach LaVine being out. But they've got enough of a veteran backbone of this team to hold them through and turn a negative into a positive, I think. And Young would have to be a big part of it.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Zach LaVine has said that he thinks Young is the MVP of this team. I don't know how you argue against it. His joy that he played with, especially in the first couple of months of the season where you could see he was doing the things we know him to do, was infectious. It was the direction that the Bulls team was taking under Billy Donovan and under AK and Eversley.
He was great on the Bulls Talk podcast with Jason Goff and Casey Johnson, and he discussed how the Bulls are playing and how this year is very, very different from the last.
I'm going to say one of the biggest factors is structure. The structure that we have as a team now, as opposed to last year. Last year, I think we kind of tried to play out of our talents a little bit. We weren't a high volume shot making team as far as three pointers, and we were trying to shoot threes, and I was hovering around the 3-point line, which is something that I don't do. I haven't done it for my whole career. You know, and then, you know, I think a lot of guys were being played, you know, out of their position of how they kind of can orchestrate and maneuver throughout the offense. You know, I think we were trying to play like the Brooklyn Nets team that made it to the playoffs with D'Angelo Russell. Mm. And you know, when I backtracked, you know, and I started looking at how we were structured, like I would tell them all the time, like, yo, like we're not built that way. Like we're built forward tough to play mid-range on end. Like if we do get in and we kick out, like, yeah, we'll take some of those, but we're not built that way. Like we have to get out of transition. We have to make sure that, you know, we're hitting the paint and getting in and getting inside and making sure that we're bruising teams up inside. Like, and, but another thing too is like defensively, you know, we were really good on doubling the basketball and getting the ball out of certain teams' hands, but, you know, we were getting killed in the paint because like it was a lot of cross matches with the bigs. So, but this year, the difference is like, we have a offense that's predicated on ball movement. You know, when teams do start, you know, getting aggressive and trapping and stuff like that, we play out of the middle of the paint and then start making kickouts and reads and stuff like that. But we put ourselves in a much better position to be able to make those shots, you know, and to be able to do certain things with the way the offense is orchestrated now. Defensively, you know, we're still working on getting those guys acclimated to how we play defensively. But, you know, I think we're continuously going to get better. But we have to continuously, you know, make those corrections and stuff throughout the course of games. And, you know, without practice time, it's kind of hard to make corrections when you don't really have anything to go off. Those guys didn't really have anything to go off. They just came and just started to play games. So the only practice time that we have is in shoot-arounds now.
And we're seeing it. We're seeing how difficult it is for them to get everybody on the same page. And now there's even further challenges. But how bad was it last year, really? Like, where did he end up going mentally because of the struggles last year and the problems that he had trying to do what was the right thing for a coach that didn't seem to deploy him correctly?
That's the question.
And he answered it.
I mean, last year was real tough on me. It was real tough on me. So I actually thought about last year just like, man, after this, I'm done. Just because like it was just so bad last year, like to the point where like I had never really been frustrated. And I had got so frustrated with just like a lot of the stuff that was going on to the point where it was just like, is it even worth it to continue to even deal with it? But then, you know, I talked to my wife. And we were just talking and, you know, she always kind of reels me back in like, what are you talking about? You're in a Twitter, like stuff like that. So when she starts talking to me like that, then I have to start like really thinking about different things. I appreciate her for like, you know, just being 100% honest with me, you know? So like for me, like I had to really start thinking about like, nah, like I just went from playing in Indy at a super high level to, you know, coming to Chicago, it's not me. like it's not me. I know exactly, you know, what the situation is. So I'm going to just bear through it. And I'm, you know, beat up for my teammates each and every night. Whenever they need me, I'm going to be able to go out there and try to perform at a high level. You know, obviously, you know, last year wasn't the best, you know, but I still averaged like 10 points and 5 rebounds and was playing up and down minutes. So I was like, man, you know what? Like, hopefully, you know, we make some changes and, you know, and I'm not even saying like, if we would have made the changes with like the coaching situation, I'm saying like, if we just made changes as far as like how we played as a team, like felt like we was being listened to as far as like how we need to play and how things need to be structured, then I would have been much more happy. You know, because I would have felt like, you know, we wasn't going into every single game, you know, taking a knife to a gunfight. Mm. You know, so like, you know, this year I don't feel like that. I feel very confident in each and everything that we're doing. I feel like, you know, the franchise is going into the right direction. Mark and AK want to win. Billy wants to win. The team wants to win. You know, we're hungry. We're ready to fight each and every night. You know, the guys listen. You know, we don't have any guys that's like, you know, jumping off the rail and going somewhere else. Like, everybody's like, all right, we're on this train. We're going to ride this train together. And we're going to try to keep this thing chugging along. So I'm very happy about that.
That was my conclusion. Then I guess the takeaway is it's not that Billy Donovan's necessarily that much of a better coach than Jim Boylan, even though he is. I think Shekinah Young may be a better coach than Jim Boylan, too.
Oh, yeah. Shekinah is she's on Twitter. Like, she's out there. Like, she's available. And they are a team. You know, they really are. Like, there's no question about that. She's another player wife who's a fun fellow on Twitter and really just a cool person. And his kids, you know, I would always see them warming up before the game, too, and having a good time. The Young family, man, it makes me realize now as I'm talking about it how much that probably meant to him before those games, knowing that this was his attitude, which we didn't see.
No, we were talking yesterday about Ashley Rodon and about how much sometimes when you have that, you know, that person in your corner who is keeping you centered and occasionally will give you both a pat on the back or a kick in the ass as needed, you know, it's good stuff when you can get inside the mentality, because these are human beings and we just look at them often as, you know, somebody involved in a statistical parlay or somebody on a fantasy team. But I love when he's somebody like Thad Young could be as open and honest as he is about what he went through and where he is. And I really hope that the Bulls can pull it together and turn it around with him as a part of it. And I know he's out of contract after this year, but it would sure be nice to see him as a part of something good here, because we know how coveted his skill set and his presence in the locker room is.
And how people just identify him. He's loved everywhere he goes for a reason. And he is incredibly appreciated on this team and by these fans, who I think we all knew what he was putting up with, but it didn't make what he said any less important and any less difficult to hear. When he said, we're not even asking for a different coach or a different system. We're just asking basically for submission for different ideas. Did you hear him say that? That was my biggest takeaway, was he's like, I want to work with you, but like, be open to some other ideas. And that inflexibility is probably the thing that was the most frustrating.
After a day off yesterday, the Cubs are back in action. Zach Davies on the mound, a game you will hear on The Score. It is an afternoon affair starting around 1:20. And talking about the Cubs next with Russ Dorsey of the Sun-Times. So keep it here. You have The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!